Baby love, I think I've been a little too kind. Didn't notice you walking all over my peace of mind. And the shoes I gave you as a present. Putting someone first, only words.
Well, welcome back, Wisconsin. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name's Maggie Dawn. I'm host of the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Last half hour, we talked briefly about the fact that Speaker Mike Johnson, through a continuing resolution, kept the federal government funded. Woohoo! You'll see this debate kick back up after the November election. We were talking about the fact that he poison-pilled that bill for a while. He eventually gave up the poison pill. The poison pill was basically to say that non-citizens can't vote in federal elections. That's already been the law for a really long time. We had some great texts. I just wanted to share some of this information with you all, and then we're going to bring on our fantastic next guest. First of all, just point of fact, illegally voting in a federal election is a crime. It is subject to imprisonment, potentially up to a year. If you are a non-citizen and you do this, you will get deported. You will have any legal status that you may have had, which permitted you to be here, it will be revoked, and it is highly unlikely you would ever be granted legal status again. Perhaps more importantly, the Heritage Foundation, here's the bridge to our very next topic, I guess. The Heritage Foundation, the author of Project 2025, which might as well be subtitled The End of America as You Know It, that Heritage Foundation, the one that gives Donald Trump marching orders on behalf of the U.S. United States oligarchy, at least on the right, did a study of elections from 2003 to 2023. So 20 years of elections. And they came up with a whopping 24 instances of non-citizens voting. Oh, dearie me, we should unfund the federal government over those.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, this is how stupid it is. Another study conducted by the liberal Brennan Center for Justice, or more liberal, analyzing 23.5 million votes across 42 jurisdictions in just the 2016 general election, found 30 instances of non-citizens casting votes. 30 out of 23.5 million, it wouldn't even show up as a percentage if you were rounding to the tenth of a percent. So, yeah, this is all garbage, and they know it. They're just trying to scare you. And speaking of the Heritage Foundation's work on this, I'm really excited to bring back a guest that I had a couple of weeks ago. His name is Colin Seeberger. He's the Senior Advisor for Communications at the Center for American Progress Action Fund. Welcome back, Colin. So glad that you can spend some more time with us.
Thanks so much for having me, Maggie. Feels like I was just with you in Waukesha a few hours ago, but it was 2 weeks almost.
Oh, my goodness. Folks, you're going to be able to find the Center for American Progress Action Fund joining me, Maggie Dawn, here in the 2:30 slot every single Monday, because that's how important this stuff is. Can you describe a little bit about the topic areas that the Center for American Progress Action Fund studies? And then I want to talk specifically about Project 2025 and abortion, because you guys study a whole lot of different issue areas that are very important for Wisconsin voters.
Absolutely. Yeah. So at the Center for American Progress Action Fund, we really sink our teeth into what are the most pressing policy conversations in our national discourse, every single day. So everything from, how do we grow the middle class and make sure that more people are able to gain a foothold in it? How do we protect and expand our rights and freedoms so that more people can enjoy, life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness and be able to not just support themselves, but support the families that they want to build. And that's exactly why, we're so alarmed by what we see in Project 2025.
Well, we certainly appreciate you being here, Colin. We want to talk a bit about what is a regressive and oppressive approach to women's health that you see in Project 2025's blueprint to destroy America in one presidential term. There's so much in here. And all of this comes on the heels of Vice President Harris's speech in Georgia this past Friday about abortion rights. And that occurred after the deaths of two Georgia women as a result of that state's draconian abortion ban. Their names were Amber Nicole Thurman and Candy Miller. Some great reporting by ProPublica. So women are dying as a result of, frankly, a religious takeover of government here in the United States. Why does this matter so much in Wisconsin?
You're exactly right. I will just add, in addition to the fact that Vice President Harris gave what I think was probably the best speech of her campaign last Friday in talking about those preventable deaths, we actually got new CNN reporting out this morning of a woman in South Carolina named Amari Marsh. Amari Marsh suffered a miscarriage in the state of South Carolina and was actually ultimately held in state detention for 22 days for after having miscarried and was threatened with potentially serving up to a lifetime in prison because of the care that she received. So this is exactly the kind of real human story, the exact kind of punishment that Donald Trump made clear when he ran for president in 2016. He said that women who receive abortion care, the same kind of care that is often administered when a woman suffers a miscarriage, needed to receive some type of punishment. Well, we're seeing it again, not just in the case of Amber Nicole Thurman, Candy Miller, but also Amari Marsh. And it's also all spelled out in Project 2025, how they want to take, you know, the devastating consequences that we're already seeing from Trump abortion bans in place in the states already. They really want to take that to the next level. And they want to effectuate what's in essence a backdoor national abortion ban, even in states that protect reproductive freedom.
Colin, I and my producer Jess are just absorbing the news about Miss March in South Carolina. We've been preparing the show all day, and I'm actually like a little like physically affected by what you just said, and like incredibly scared. Like that woman had a miscarriage, and she was locked up for 22 days.
Held without bond, mind you.
I'm so upset by that, Colin. I'm sorry, folks. Just give me a second here. This is very real. This is not hyperbolic. These aren't rhetorical situations. And I am so offended and scared for women and families in this country, because I think, Colin, your point that the plan of Donald Trump, Donald Trump's plan, Project 2025's plan, J.D. Vance's plan, they may talk about, oh, we'll leave it to the states. But what they are talking about is a national abortion ban, which will kill women. Yes. There is no freaking question about that. Let me take an example from Project 2025. They want to create a task force that ensures that the entire federal Department of Health and Human Services, quote, use their authority to promote life and the health of women and their unborn children, end quote. That is not health care for freedom. That is not promoting the health of families and women. The document also claims that the department should be known as the Department of Life. And they go on and on. Here's another quote. The next president should work with federal lawmakers, and this is a quote from Project 2025, quote, to enact the most robust protections for the unborn that Congress will support, end quote. That is a national abortion ban. That is banning IVF. That is tracking women's pregnancies so that they can prosecute women like Amari Marsh. That is where this leads. There is no question about that. Is there, Colin?
No, there's absolutely not. They actually spell out quite clearly in Project 2025 that they call on Congress to pass a law declaring life begins at conception. So not only are we talking about a national abortion ban, we're also talking about throwing fertility care into complete and utter chaos.
Yes.
It's basically impossible to manage IVF and other forms of fertility care if life is actually considered, legally protected at conception. It is spelled out quite clearly, and we know exactly what their agenda is. It's not just to make abortion care impossible to receive and criminalize women and doctors. It's not just to make it impossible to get fertility care you need. It's also actually making it more difficult to be able to manage when you get pregnant.
Yes.
You know, included in Project 2025 is an explicit call to strip, I think it's about over 45 million women, including 875,000 women in Wisconsin, from being able to access emergency contraception at no cost, as they're legally entitled to because of the Affordable Care Act. They ripped that away from 875,000 women in Wisconsin. And so it's not just criminalizing abortion, making it more difficult to be able to build a family. It's also making it more difficult to manage when you actually get pregnant, so you can, you know, make sure that you're doing so at a time that works for you and your family.
Yeah, it is truly shocking. And here is the quote from Project 2025, folks, that talks about this tracking of pregnancies. It states that every U.S. state must be required by what is now going to be called the Department of Life, which is currently the Department of Health and Human Services, to report, quote, exactly how many abortions take place within its borders and at what gestational age the child is, and for what reason the mother's state of residence and by what method the abortion was had. Folks, you get into this constantly sort of devolving gray area, and the natural result, if that were enshrined in law, would require the reporting and tracking of every pregnancy in order to comply with that sort of data gathering requirement. I don't see any other way to do it, which invites the government, if you're a small government person, it invites the government not just into your family's life, into your family planning process, but into the body of every woman in the country in some way, shape, or form. Can you confirm you're not pregnant? Because if you are pregnant, then we're going to track you and find out exactly how long you've been pregnant for and what you're planning to do with that. It's the Handmaid's Tale. I mean, Margaret Atwood, bizarrely prescient.
Totally. I mean, this is the same plan that also eliminates federal funding for Planned Parenthood. It's the same plan that calls for misapplying the Comstock Act,
yes,
which is an 1870s law to prevent the mailing of quote-unquote obscenities, right? And basically making it impossible to actually get medication abortion to market, even in states where abortion rights are protected. So they've spelled it out very clearly. You know, they specifically also call for instructing the FDA to overturn approval of abortion medication. So we're talking about this kind of politicization of, you know, these independent agencies like the FDA. I mean, who wants, you know, Donald Trump's lackeys controlling what medications people are able to obtain and making determinations as to their safety and efficacy.
Yeah, that one's particularly scary because if he's willing to deal away all of our clean air and water protections for a couple of billion from the oil and gas industry so he can claim a dictatorship in this country, who's to say he won't deal away drug approvals to his favorite drug companies at the expense of your and my health? It is obnoxious. We're going to continue this discussion with Colin Seeberger, the Senior Advisor for Communications at the Center for American Progress Action Fund, here on The Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. More discussion of the dystopia that Project 2025 and Donald Trump promise for you and your family when we come back after these brief messages.